I've been waiting for months to do this video. And now that the political season has started, I'm here to say, Christians, don't put your faith in this election or this or that politician or the American political system, thinking it's going to solve all of our problems. The Bible puts it this way in Psalm 146, verse 3 through 5. Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man in whom there is no help. When his breath departs, he returns to his earth. On that very day, his plans perish. Now, I want to make clear that I'm not saying don't vote. I'm also not saying that I don't support Mr. T. I have to talk in code a little bit thanks to the censors on this platform. In fact, I personally will vote for Mr. T, and that's it. If they successfully prevent him from running, I'm not voting. I'm not voting for their candidate, even if they do have an R next to their name. I'm not playing their game anymore. I'm not playing this, oh, we have to accept this person. It's better than the alternative, otherwise the crazy person will get in. Hopefully it won't come to that. What I'm saying is this. Even if the outcome of this election is to our liking and things turn out in our favor, we may get a few years of relative sanity, but it will not stop the decline of America. All we can do is stop the bleeding momentarily. No matter how good things get if Mr. T takes office again, the enemies of God will work the system, our society, and the media to get their people in the positions of power and continue to work for the destruction of our society. You see, the system belongs to them. People often make futile threats of 1776. If they do this, it'll be 1776 all over again. Well, I've got news for you. 1776 wasn't our revolution. It was theirs. That's right. If you want to know when the liberals took over America, if you want to know where things went wrong in our country, it's the American Revolution itself. People often say, how can this or that be happening when this is a Christian country? If by that you mean the Declaration of Independence in our Constitution, no, it's not. It was a country of Christians, but that has and is changing because our government does not recognize Christ as King, nor Christianity as the true religion, and allows the free worship of false religions, which offends God. That's why our society is in the shape that it's in. The American Revolution was the first shot in order to free societies from Christian morality. First the American Revolution, then the French Revolution, then the various revolts throughout Europe, culminating with the Bolshevik Revolution, instituting the Soviet Union. All these revolutions had the same goal: overthrow a Christian authority imposing Christian morality and replace it with majority rule. When that happens, human depravity will eventually take over. It's inevitable. And our revolution was the first strike. I know this is hard for some of you to hear. I didn't want to hear it. I believed in the American system. I thought it was designed to be self-correcting. I believed in American superiority. Our government, our way of life, everything about it I believed to be superior. But I was wrong. The Syllabus of Errors from Pope Pius IX reads as follows. Remember, these are errors. In this present day, it is no longer expedient that the Catholic religion should be held as the only religion of the state, to the exclusion of all other forms of worship. Hence, it has been wisely decided by law in some Catholic countries that persons coming to reside therein shall enjoy the public exercise of their own peculiar worship. Moreover, it is false that the civil liberty of every form of worship and the full power given to all of overtly and publicly manifesting any opinions whatsoever and thoughts conduce more easily to corrupt the morals and minds of the people and to propagate the pest of indifferentism. I know that I'm addressing all Christians, yet I'm coming at this from a Catholic perspective. But if you are an evangelical Christian whose theology is mixed with a patriotism that says the American Revolution was from God and the Declaration of Independence and U.S. Constitution are divinely inspired, aren't you at least beginning to question that? If that's true, then why is this happening? Why is Satanism allowed in the public square? Across the country, government legislators are opening their meetings with satanic prayers. If you are a Christian, you must believe in the effectiveness of prayer. Our government leaders are invoking Satan in the governance of our country. Are you okay with that? The only way to stop public Satanism is to get rid of freedom of religion. In the Bible, did God allow freedom of religion for Israel? Then why do you think He wants it now? If we have a God-given right to freedom of religion, as our founding says, then God doesn't have the right to send us to hell for being in the wrong religion, which He does. Because it would be unjust. God doesn't give us a right and then punish us for all eternity for exercising that right. Of course, no one is advocating for forced conversion, but only the true religion has the right to be publicly recognized. So I ask you, is Christianity the true religion or not? If America was founded on Christian principles and not Enlightenment Freemasonic relativism, then why do we have to read between the lines to see it? Why do we have to invoke the other writings from the Founding Fathers to show it? Why is it so hidden, so cryptic? Why doesn't it just come out and say, this is a Christian country and Christian morality rules? Why does it give people the freedom to offend God? Again, if these are God-given rights, then why does He send people to hell for exercising those rights? Some will say, but the Declaration of Independence says we are endowed by our Creator. Does it say that Creator is Jesus? Our Creator means one thing to a Christian, another to a Muslim, and another to a Hindu. That's not evidence of Christianity. That's evidence of a generic belief in God, you know, like Freemasonry. You see, we've been fighting the wrong battle. The battle is not American right versus American left. It goes much deeper. What we are fighting is modernism and relativism, and both sides of our political system are infected with those ideologies because the system itself comes from those ideologies, the Enlightenment. Even if we fight and bring our society back to the level of sanity we had in, say, the 1970s, it's the same as expecting a sled to only slide halfway down a hill. When it goes all the way, do you push it up halfway, stop, and expect it to stay there? It's just going to start sliding again. Eventually, someone's going to insist they be recognized as a toaster. And the system gives them that right. How is it that over the last several decades, we've won almost all the battles, politically speaking, yet somehow lost the war? Because we were fighting a war we can't win. The rules are against us. The rules say, in effect, Christians lose. So if you want to, quote, save our country, which I believe is not possible at this point, we have to recognize the problem and not blind ourselves to it. The problem often manifests itself like this. I'm a Christian, but I don't believe I have the right to impose my morality on other people. Well, that's not Christian, it's Freemasonic. You think that because you've been conditioned to think that. The liberals impose their morality on us, don't they? If it offends God, it should be illegal. Christian morality exists for the betterment of society. Divorce should be illegal, otherwise it will run rampant, causing the children to suffer, which they will take out on society. The rainbow activities must be illegal, otherwise it is a cancer that spreads throughout society and requires the recruitment of children and early teens. This is why they want story time with your children. So the attitude, I don't care what someone does in their bedroom, just don't shove it in my face, doesn't work. In case you haven't figured it out yet, they're going to shove it in our face. American psychology used to understand this, but under the Clinton administration, the federal courts forced them to remove same-sex attraction from the list of mental disorders and recognize it as normal. Christians having this you do you and I'll do me attitude is what's led our society to this point. The Moloch ritual, satanic public displays, including in public schools, rainbow marriage, etc. Because a set of principles and morals are necessary to govern a society. And opposing views must not be allowed in the public square. You might say, I don't believe in censorship. Okay, well they do. The ruling morals and principles will always censor views that are considered dangerous to those morals and principles. We were duped into believing that we could have a society that allows all views, creeds, and religions, and we are finding out the hard way that that idea is just as impossible as communism. It just takes longer for it to fall apart. The only way to stop the rainbow agenda, the Moloch ritual, and public Satanism, etc., from being forced on our society is to make it illegal because it's immoral. And the only way to do that is for our country to officially recognize Christ as King, Christianity as the true religion, and impose its morality on our society. Either Christ reigns overtly or Satan will eventually. And the best way to ensure that Christ reigns as king is through Christian monarchy with church oversight. Now you might say, I don't want to be ruled by elites imposing their morality on me. Well, it's already happening, isn't it? Aren't we being told we are immoral if we think a biological male should not be allowed to use the women's bathroom? Or if we say those individuals shouldn't compete in women's sports or read stories to our children? How about electric cars and all this other stuff that's being imposed on us to save Mother Earth? I mean, they even call it Gaia. Aren't our children being taught that morality in schools and not Christian morality? A moral code will be imposed on society. Do you want it to be ours or theirs? Democracy alone will not solve this problem. We can't just vote our way out of this. We must make reparations to God and address the errors in our Constitution that allowed things to get this far as well. I'm also not saying let's grab our guns and take them down. That's just going to get people killed. God sent His mother to tell us the way out of this. Penance, 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 stop sinning, and pray the rosary. It's time to look beyond American left-right politics, Democrat versus Republican. We could win every election at every level, local, state, and federal, with no Democrats getting elected to anything, only Republicans, for the next 30 years, and all it would do is slow the progress. But it would not stop it, nor bring things back to the way they were. They used the freedoms that Christians put in the American Constitution to insist on tolerance for everything non-Christian, until they took over, and now Christianity is not tolerated. Now the Constitution doesn't seem to matter much, does it? And if you think the Constitution is going to stop the coming persecution, you're wrong. It's time for Christians to wake up and smell the revolutionist propaganda we've been indoctrinated with. Stop sinning, do penance, and pray the rosary, as Our Lady said, making reparations to God. Then maybe we can use the political system to insist on the social reign of Christ. No more compromises. If someone is a Freemason, we don't vote for them, Democrat or Republican. They didn't take our society this far by compromising. They demanded. And that means the Constitution must be changed so that error and sin have no rights. But that's probably not going to happen. Our society is too far gone. Christians are too brainwashed with Americanism. So God will correct it, and it will be in a terrible manner. And no, Christians, you will not be raptured. You will not escape the coming persecution and chastisement. See my video, Christians, You Will Not Be Raptured. The pre-tribulation rapture is not biblical. 50 years from now, there will be no such thing as public Satanism or rainbow marriage. Whether America exists or not remains to be seen. Until my next video, God bless.